Well, we are in the midst of the Easter season, and during the Easter season, we have the treat of hearing readings from the Acts of the Apostles in the liturgy, which get us in touch with our roots, because we read about the church in its infancy in the immediate context of the resurrection of Jesus, and how that impacted the apostles and the new Christians that would hear about the resurrection from them. And today, in our reading, we hear about Paul and Barnabas, who were revisiting some early Christian communities that they had previously evangelized. And the message that they give to these early communities is worth pondering by us. They do and say three things for those early Christians. Number one, Luke tells us that Paul and Barnabas strengthened the souls of the disciples. Well, that means then their souls needed strengthening. That means that perhaps since Paul and Barnabas had first planted the faith there, those Christians might have been wavering, because they had seen the challenges of following the way of Jesus. So Paul and Barnabas strengthened their souls. Number two, Luke says that Paul and Barnabas exhorted those young Christians to continue in the faith. Wow. You know what that means? That means he was exhorting them not to abandon the faith. Why was that necessary? Because of number three, we hear that Paul and Barnabas explained to these young Christians that a disciple of Jesus must enter the kingdom of God through many tribulations. Well, why is that so? Why must the disciple of Jesus enter the kingdom of God through many tribulations? Well, we can find clues to the answer to that elsewhere in Scripture. For example, Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, "The gate is narrow, the way is hard that leads to life. Few are those who find it." Or this, from Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12. He writes, "All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Or then there's what Jesus says in our gospel today. "Even as I have loved you, you also love one another." Now that's not a Hallmark card. The love that Jesus is talking about that there is hard work. He is not talking about loving those who love us. He says even sinners do that. Do you notice in our gospel today, there was a shadow that began the gospel. It said when Judas had left. Judas, the intimate friend of Jesus who betrayed him. These words that we heard in the gospel, Jesus said on the night before his passion, his suffering. And he said that in him, God is glorified. Because Jesus accepted suffering at the hands of evil men, thus revealing the dimensions of God's love for the world. That's how he glorified the Father. That's what he was talking about. And it is that kind of love that identifies us as Jesus' disciples. That kind of love. So, this is why Paul and Barnabas said to those early Christians, "You must enter the kingdom of God through many tribulations." See, we have to remember, church, that we are not home yet. We are not home yet. Home is described for us in our second reading from the book of Revelation. A joyous, painless existence where God dwells with his people. But that is reserved only for those who suffer to be his people now in this life. This week, we have three reminders of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Because all those scriptures that I mentioned tell us that to be a follower of Jesus, we will necessarily be stretched. Following Jesus demands something from us. And this week, we have three reminders of that. Tomorrow night is the Nehemiah Action for Impact, our interfaith community organizing, in which we want large numbers from this parish, at least 350 of us, to be there along with other faith communities to be a voice for the homeless and young adult unemployed in our community right here. And we will gather to do that for only an hour and a half, 2 hours, just by being there. And if we're not going to walk that way, or go through that gate, which is not narrow, and it ain't hard to be there for an hour and a half or 2 hours on a Monday night. If we're not going to go that way, we have to ask ourselves, well then, what am I doing to improve or change the lot of the homeless and the unemployed right here in my world in this area? Because Jesus will be asking that of us at the judgment. And he will want to have an answer. The second reminder we have is that on Wednesday, it's the 80th anniversary of Catholic worker movement begun here in our country. For the last 80 years, people in the Catholic worker movement have been struggling to figure out how to adapt their lives to the gospel of Jesus Christ, instead of adapting the gospel of Jesus Christ to their lives, their way of life. And in so doing, they have often found that they have had to critique the values of the empire against the values of the kingdom of God that Jesus preached. And so that leads us, that little reminder leads us to ask ourselves, what kind of thought and effort do I expend in asking those same difficult questions and making those critiques? Or on the other hand, am I just passively swept away by whatever values the empire presents to me? Third reminder, Wednesday night, we resume our Vatican II series, our Vatican II Coffee House, in which we've been getting together to study the Second Vatican Council, to discuss it. That Second Vatican Council that teaches us what it means to be a Catholic today. And that's in preparation for our awesome parish retreat that will be on Pentecost Sunday and the three nights after, May 19th through 22nd, in which the theme is that scripture from Jesus, I have come to set fire on the earth and how I wish it were ignited. And so when we're hoping to see how the Lord is going to set us on fire. So, get that on your calendar, our great parish retreat. Come to our last two sessions of Vatican II. And if we're not going to be there for those, we have to ask ourselves, well then, how am I stretching myself by sacrificing my time to grow in my faith through serious study and prayer? You see, all of those things I just mentioned, all of those reminders, all of those things, those are all mere inconveniences to us. Just inconveniences. And yet, remember what Paul and Barnabas said? If we're going to enter the kingdom of God, we have to go through many tribulations. inconveniences aren't even getting to first base when it comes to tribulations. So if we're not going to be inconvenienced or stretched here, now, if we're not going to be part of God's people that He dwells with now in this place, will we be among God's people in the heavenly Jerusalem?